Christina, to start off with, let's get an update on the COVID-19 cases in Otero County.
Okay. So our numbers have stayed the same at about 3 for the last week and a half or so, but they increased in the last couple of days. At least one case was confirmed at Holloman Air Force Base. At least one case was confirmed at White Sands Missile Range, which is partly in Doña Ana and Otero County. And at least two cases were reported at the Otero County Processing Center. A staff member and a migrant detainee were infected, according to El Paso Times coverage last week. So we have a total of 4 cases, but it looks like one is, so that's what it looks like so far.
Okay, we move on to something at least that is reassuring, that people are coming together to meet the need for PPE, personal protective equipment. Tell me about this.
So I began receiving almost daily emails about a week or so ago after I wrote a story about a Cloudcroft woman who was making face masks for healthcare personnel in Texas and Colorado. And people were asking me, where can I buy masks? How can I make them? Who needs them? How can I donate? And so I decided to put together a sort of guide. I spoke with one woman who lives in La Borsita Canyon, or it might be La Borsita Canyon, who was making masks for nurses and her family in Indiana, in Texas, and she was looking to make masks for people or agencies in Otero County as well. And so I also reached out to a couple of healthcare providers that are still open. A lot of doctors' offices in town are closing. They're not accepting new patients or providing in-person services at this time, but several of them are, in fact, still open. And some have told me they are rationing personal protective equipment like masks and gowns for their staff and their doctors. Some of those, GCRMC, Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center, the Alamogordo Family Health Center, Mountain View Dental, they're all accepting donations of PPE at this time. Ben Archer Dental, it was open as of last week, but I didn't hear back from them if they were accepting PPE.
Okay. We wrap up with a very important story for everyone listening right now. It's so important to complete the census to ensure that our communities in New Mexico get the rightful amount of federal funding. Unfortunately, statewide, our response rate is way below the national average. And I understand, Christina, that's the case in Otero County too, right?
Yes. So far, about 32% of people are self-reporting the census in Otero County. That number was 60% in 2010, according to the Otero County Health Director, Amber Mayhall, who is part of the Otero County Complete Count Committee. The Mescalero tribal area and mountain communities are reporting less and have historically been harder to reach areas. So the committee received a grant of $92,000, and they received an additional $92,000 grant from the State Department of Finance as part of the iCount New Mexico grant to push the census online with a series of gift card giveaways on Facebook. The Alamogordo Public Library hosted its own similar event for mountain communities as well. They're giving out useful supplies like flashlights and other equipment that might be useful to people in those areas.
Okay.
So they're still pushing it.
Yeah, it's got to get done. And Christina, we appreciate you bringing us up to date on all those stories in the region.
Yes, no problem.